Today I chose Acts 20 and verse 24. But none of those things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I thought about this a minute, and I thought, each of us have received of the Lord to minister one to the other. And we must be diligent in what he has given us, lest it be taken from us. So, Father, we ask that for thy grace, that we may stay our course, faithful to minister that which you have that we have received of the Lord, that we may, you know, minister these things one to another. We'll pray about that. Okay. And my other one I chose today was Hebrews 3:6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Now we have been made members of God's household by his grace, and this has been made possible by the accomplished work of Christ. Without him, we would easily fall by the winds of temptation, deceit, false doctrine, false teaching, and persecution. Therefore, we rejoice in Christ Jesus, who is our confidence and our hope. Yes. So, Father, help us to hold fast to Christ even unto the end. Yes. Who will pray about that?
Sister Karen, the first one, can you just restate what the request is, not the whole thing?
We're asking for God's grace that we may stay our course, faithful to minister that which we have received of the Lord. I'd like us to remember the Bruicks today.
Yes, amen.
Also, Sister Mary Parsons and her family.
And
you know, Brother Given.
Yes, amen.
And the brother there.
Brother Bob is still having difficulties
with his arm
and his back.
Some
neurological.
Also, I'd like to remember a lady that I work with. She's a Mexican lady, and her name is Magdalena. And she told me the other day that anything I post, she listens to and reads. Hmm. So I'd like to pray that the Lord would open her eyes, and
yes,
maybe I could minister to her in some way.
Amen. Amen.
We need to pray for the preaching festival, the messages, and the brother who can come, and a place to have it.
Okay, if there's nothing else, then Brother Al and Brother Mike, anybody can pray for these things that we've listed. And I'll close.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee now, Lord, and give Thee thanks for this time that we've had and around the Word of God. And we thank Thee for this very effectual word on the exaltation of Christ. And Father, we're asking for grace to take hold of Him more perfectly.
Amen.
And to depend on Him more perfectly, Lord, and to see more of Him, Father, and we're asking for grace to be filled more with the fullness of God.
And,
oh, Father, we come to Thee, Lord, as those that are in need and those that desire to be pleasing to Thee, Lord. And so, Father, we're asking for grace to be faithful to that which Thou hast given us, Lord, the stewardships which Thou hast given us, Lord. We're asking for grace to be faithful in discharging of them, Lord. We're asking that Thou wilt help us, Lord, to walk with Thee. And in this wicked and perverse generation,
amen,
Lord, we're
mm-hmm.
confessing that we're not sufficient of these things unto ourselves,
yes,
Lord. And we just confess that our sufficiency is of Thee.
Amen.
And so, Father, we're coming to Thee asking for grace and mercy and help in this time of need. We pray that Thou wilt help us to fulfill all the good pleasure of Thy will in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Father, we're mindful of this one that Sister Rochelle is ministering to, this Magdalena, Lord. We're asking for the Word of God being effectual in her heart, Lord. And we're praying that fruit may be brought forth here unto everlasting life. We pray for Mary Parsons and her husband Dan, we're asking, Lord, for their continued thy continued working with them, and that, thou, that they may be desirous of joining together with us, Lord, mm-hmm. if it be pleasing unto thee, Lord. We're asking for grace to be faithful and grace to glorify the name of our Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. Amen. We're asking this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, you have by thy mercy shown us the so great salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Father, there are things that are declared in the scriptures of what he has accomplished in our behalf, declaring that we are his house, mm-hmm. we are of the household of faith,
mm-hmm.
we are citizens of heaven, Father, that these realities have been accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we ask for grace that we might hold fast to this, to these truths.
Amen.
Hold fast to the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Father, the times we live in are perilous.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great adversary against us. We have fears, enemies without and fears within. And yet we cling unto Jesus, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Cling unto Jesus, our purpose is the purpose of our heart.
Amen.
For we know he is the provision you have given unto us for us to overcome all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we do seek grace to do this. We thank you for the holy men and women that you raise up to minister strength unto us, to encourage us to continue on,
mm-hmm.
to take hold of these things even now,
mm-hmm.
to ready us for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the ushering in of the new heavens and the new earth where we
Amen.
Walk righteousness. So, Father, we give thee thanks now for your faithfulness in doing this unto us and
in mm-hmm.
keeping us and holding us up. And
mm-hmm.
We ask to be involved in this to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this we ask thy grace and give thee thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Christ's name, Father. And I mean, we come to you in Christ. We've been baptized into Christ, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And we become new in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we come to you.
Mm-hmm.
In his righteousness and in his worthiness and the acceptances you've had of his sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
And we want to continue to give you thanks for many, many things. Father, time would fail us to be thankful for all that you've done for us. We mm-hmm. live in this, as we've mentioned this two or three times tonight. We live in a very perverse and wicked world, Father.
Amen.
So these blessings, no matter how large or small or how we perceive them, Father, they're blessings that have come through and bypassed the sin of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thankful for that.
Amen.
We want to thank you, Father, particularly for this young man who Brother Dwayne's able to fellowship with
yes.
in some
Amen.
In some respect. And we just pray that they'll be able to do this on a fairly regular basis, and this will lift them both up. They're mm-hmm. both going to glorify you, Father, and in that glory they lift themselves up, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And we also thank you for this woman who's looking at Sister Rochelle's postings.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Spirit's working in this woman, and so we also pray that Rochelle will have many good things to say.
Mm-hmm.
She sat on her great preaching in her childhood, and this alone doesn't give her the wisdom and strength, but Christ does, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit works these things, and she's heard many things, we've heard many things, and mm-hmm. the Spirit works with us.
Mm-hmm.
So our prayer is that she can communicate this to others, Father, and mm-hmm. preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And we also thank you, Father, for the good news we've heard about Brother Given.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Brother Given is getting somewhat older, and we know that the way of this world is death because of sin. But it doesn't mean a person dies that they're sinful.
Mm-hmm.
What it means is the way of the world, because of sin, mm-hmm. produces death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would pray for his strength, Father. We know if you do not return in the immediate future, Father, that some of us may pass on, but we're going to pass from here to glory.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we pray for the strength of the faith that we have in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And we pray this for all our brethren. We
mm-hmm.
we have brethren in Delaware. We don't always name them by name. We know they have different burdens on them, Father, and those in Delaware, those in Fort Wayne, those in Joplin. We know all these brothers from the United States. They have different things, but the strength is the same. All things through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we pray that we will be given strength, and that we'll, all of us will grasp it, Father, within ourselves, and come to you in Jesus' name. And this is how we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks, Holy Father, for this day we've had in the Lord and in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for being in the midst of us, Father, and teaching us of thyself. Father, we come to thee confessing we are a needy people, and ask, Father, your mercies to be upon our brethren, Dan and Susan, and the children.
Yes, amen.
We ask, Lord, that thou will touch them by thy healing hand, that we may be gathered together with them quickly, Father, that we don't have any long separations again, yes, Father. This is heavy on our hearts, and we tried to, you know, we did our best to stay together and keep communicating and to lift one another up in the most holy faith. We also ask, Father, for thy healing hand to be with Sister Mary Parsons and her family.
Amen.
They're sick, Father, and we're asking your healing hand to be upon them, that they may be able to, that you would fulfill the desire of Sister Mary to be amongst us. And we're thankful for her desire, Father, and know that it is honorable before thee. And so, Father, we ask that thou will heal them so that they may come and be with us. We're asking, Lord, also for thy healing hand to be with, continue to be with Brother Given.
Amen.
We thank thee, Father, for thy mercies that you have bestowed unto him. And we ask also that you would continue, Father, if it be thy will, that Brother Given would be amongst us yet a while.
Amen.
And he has, thou hast given him much, Father, and he has not hesitated in one time in his life to not preach the gospel and declare God before men and angels. And so, Father, we're asking that he has thou hast given him a great way with people and the way he speaks. And we're thankful for this, Father, because some of us sitting here are the results of hearing him. And so, Father, we ask that thou will bless him greatly.
Amen.
And our desire, Father, is that thou will let him remain with us yet a while.
Amen.
But we're saying and it's hard to say, Father, but we're going to say it, that it not our will, but thine be done.
Amen.
And so, Father, we also commit Brother Bob to thee and ask thy mercies to be upon him, and that you would heal him of these infirmities, and that he would be strengthened with thy power and might in his inner man, but also that you would raise him up physically, Father. We want to give thanks unto thee, Father, for this lady Sister Rochelle works with, this Magdalena. We're asking, Father, that thou will bless the words of Sister Rochelle, that thou will give her wisdom and knowledge. Help her to rightly divide the word when she speaks to her, and that thy truth would be declared.
Amen.
And that that she would bring honor and glory unto thee, Holy Father. And we're asking, Lord, that this Magdalena would have, that you would give her a heart to receive these things, and an understanding to perceive them, Father. We're also asking, Father, that to remember Brother Gary. We're asking, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that he is a great help to Sister Betty.
Amen.
And we're thanking you, Father, for the evidence he has shown of interest to be in the kingdom of God, and the things that he has spoken with his mother. And we thank thee for this, Father, and not take it lightly. These are great things, Father, and we give you all the praise and glory for it, and ask that this would continue and that this would grow ever greater. We're also thankful for this young man that you have sent to Brother Duane. We're thankful, Father, for answering our prayers concerning this, and we ask, Lord, that that you would be in the midst of them. For two or more are gathered, you are there. And so, Father, we're asking that you would let them have a good time of fellowship.
Amen.
And to build one another up, and to buy and sell,
mm-hmm.
and to give each other a cup of cold water.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we're also asking for the things of our need of the festival. We just commit this unto Thee, Father, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Whether we do or don't, we just commit this thing unto Thee and know that Thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, we're thankful for the safety You have kept us through the week,
mm-hmm.
With these storms and all, and traveling. We thank Thee for that, and we're asking for, Father, that Thou will continue to give us increase in Thy holy word.
Amen.
And that You would give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Father, that only comes from Thee.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking, Lord, that You would give us, help us to articulate these things, to bring honor and glory unto Thee, and that You would help us to rightly divide Thy word, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we depart one from the other, Lord, we want to thank Thee for the safety that You've given us today to get here.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking, Father, for Your traveling mercies as we depart one from the other.
Amen.
And we commit ourselves unto Thee as a loving Father and a faithful Creator. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, there's one other thing I want to bring before the brethren here. There's many of us, Father, that are getting older and older as time goes by. And we have to prepare. We always pray that we can make it unto the end. And we have to prepare ourselves
mm-hmm.
for this journey that we will go through again, unless You return quickly, Father, and take us to Yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be illnesses and passing away and things like that. And I want to bring to You Jim and Thelma Day.
Amen.
Amen.
It's been... we are blessed by their seed, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed by their children,
mm-hmm.
by their children's children,
mm-hmm.
and by their children's children's children. We're mm-hmm. blessed by these are people that have mm-hmm. come to You,
yes.
and they've loved You, and it's a result of the parents,
mm-hmm.
and it's a result of the Spirit in the parents working together, Father, to bring these things forth.
Mm-hmm.
We think of Dwayne and Rochelle,
mm-hmm.
product of giving it a Dana's teaching, and then you think of Brother Dwayne, Jim and Thelma's teaching, and they were united. Now they brought forth more children, and all of this is redound to Your glory, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful for it. We don't want to forget. But what I want to say, Father, is as these last days approach many of us, we want to pray that we know illnesses happen and we know death happens,
mm-hmm.
but we want to pray that all these people,
mm-hmm.
And we think of, again, the older ones, mm-hmm. but it could happen to anyone, but we want to be prepared, Father, mm-hmm. for those last days.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We want to be prepared that knowing that as we leave this body, we enter another body, a different body, Father, one has been given to us from above,
mm-hmm.
and we should be like Paul. You know, he wanted to be here to preach. He wanted to be here to take care of his responsibilities and his love for the church. But he also knew it was a greater thing to go to glory.
Amen.
And to be in Christ. So we pray that we can all come to this end,
yes.
particularly those that are closer. It seems closer.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray for grace for all our brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.